It's time for high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Tonight's live hoops coverage is brought to you by
Northwest Community Schools, County National Bank, American Title Company, West End Farm to Table, Jackson Public Schools, Alro Steel, Able Heating and Cooling, Seymour Ford Lincoln, the Jackson YMCA, Jackson Catholic Schools, Stephanie Basonic Mortimer, Remax Mid-Michigan, the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, OmniSource, the Kraft Agency, and Jamie Grace Meridian Wealth Management.
High school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online around the world at WKHM.com.
Good afternoon. Well, evening now. We're getting into the nighttime hours here. A little late to start out here at Spring Arbor University, Jackson High School, and the Ypsilanti Lincoln Rail Splitters. And, of course, it's a full house here at Spring Arbor University with superstar sophomore Imani Bates here in the building tonight. And really, the atmosphere is just electric. And, you know, there's a sense of extra security here in the building tonight. There is extra people. It's just, the staff here at Spring Arbor University really came out prepared for whatever they might see. And, yeah, it's turned into exactly what was expected. Parking was at a premium. And, you know, the joyful thing about the game is that the girls got to come out and play for a packed house here. Brian, your daughter plays for a really great Michigan Center basketball team. Has played in some great atmosphere, some big time moments. Have they played in front of anything like overseas tonight?
Oh, actually, Steve, outside of maybe the Final Four at Calvin College, I don't think they've seen anything like this. And you're right, they've seen some big crowds, but that had to be a great time for some of those girls to get that extra fan exposure.
Yeah, and the crowd really did treat those girls well when they came out. And, they got a huge ovation during the introduction, cheering on every basket. Really, it's fun, and we're just kind of getting started tonight here at Spring Arbor University. Just minutes away now from the tip, player introduction. Let's go ahead and take a three-minute break here on the pregame, and we'll come back and get things started with the tip-off. It's Jackson High School hosting Ypsilanti Lincoln, the rail splitter, here at WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
What's that? I'm just hearing the fans.
Clock here at Spring Arbor University. Introductions happening on the floor. And we are ready to go. Jackson comes out with, Brian, it's a much different lineup than we saw when we saw Jackson versus Western. They had some kids out. Now they're at full strength, and it's a bigger lineup for sure.
Yeah, it absolutely is, and like you said, very different. There's at least 40% of the starting lineup are guys that we didn't see dressed in the last time we got to see a Jackson High game.
I think the guy you're going to want to watch early here for Jackson is Davion Boulware, as Monty Bates gets the ball out of the tip-off, comes across to the point guard, Keon Henderson, right side now for Braylon Green. Low block, but he has to come out and get it. There's an offensive move across the lane, and the lefty jump hook is missed. With the rebound and coming back, goes to the high post. out to the corner, open look for a three. That was Kyron Stitz, missed the shot. Rebound goes over the basket.
Yeah, Steve, I thought we might come out and see a little bit of cold shooting. As you mentioned, the house is packed. And if you're Jackson High, you might not be used to this. You're playing with a guy that was on Sports Illustrated cover. You're kind of excited. So we'll see if they can settle down early.
Right side for Stitz, looking down low to Boulware. Nothing there. He'll dribble it back out. Man-to-man defense here by the Rail Splitters. Rex Pryor's got it. Now he goes to left side for Demarion Samuels, and he goes to make a dribble move, takes an extra step, and a turnover.
And that turnover actually did look like one of those kind of jittery turnovers, just kind of took the extra bunny hop.
Jackson coming out. They've won three in a row here. A conference game against an Ypsilanti Lincoln team, and Imani Bates comes out to get the basketball deep left wing and gets a screen. Goes around to the right side, stops at the top, crossover dribble into the lane, into the air, off the glass, missed the shot, but it'll get bumped. And it's going to be two free throws already for Imani Bates. And if we didn't mention in the pregame enough, this is the number one, he's the number one recruit for his class of 2022, but also maybe a guy who, if things change technically, he goes to the NBA straight out of high school.
Yeah, and you know, I was just doing a little looking today. I saw there's been six high school basketball players that have graced the cover of Sports Illustrated, him being one of them. So when you're being talked with LeBron James and he's getting comparisons to Kevin Durant based on kind of his shooting stroke and stature, and we're talking as big as you can get in the United States.
He knocks down that free throw and Lincoln out to a quick 1-0 lead. Missed the first one, gets the second one, and then a steal on the inbound. And a three-point trip down the floor for Lincoln, up 3-0. Jackson under that pressure. And there's another steal. They might get a timeout from Coach Barnes out of the corner for three. Lincoln missed. Offensive rebound is tapped. Chased out of bounds. Goes in the corner. And they're going to call that last touch up, Lincoln.
Yeah, the last time we did a Jackson High game, Western, who put a lot of pressure, and Jackson kind of had their struggles early on. And this is even a whole nother level of pressure, I think, that what they're seeing. So,
no doubt. And I don't, Jackson, I don't know if they came out expecting Lincoln to press, but there they pick up the dribble in the trap. Does get it away to Boulware. Now they've got numbers. He's going to go all the way to the bucket. Spin roll it. Davion Boulware with a nice dribble move. They got through the pressure, and the recovery was slow for Lincoln. So with 6:22 to go in the first, it's 3-2. Ipsy crossover by Bates outside the arc. Hands it off, driving to the elbow, and pass to the top. Drive from there, another pass. Nice ball movement here by the Rail Splitters. Drive into the paint. Lost it on the way up. Out of bounds. That was Braylon Green on the drive. And I don't know about you, but I've done that where you go up, you go to rise up into the air and don't get that other hand in the ball and it just goes awry.
Yeah, I've never done that, but I know some players have.
Some lesser players. 6:07 to go in the first. It's 3-2 Lincoln. Jackson working against the pressure, trying to take it slow here. Stitz dribbles up into the pressure, but gets it away. There's Pryor, and now we got a numbers game again for Jackson. What a hustle to get back. Keon Henderson came down. It looked like Demarion Samuels under the basket was going to have an uncontested layup, and the hustle to knock it loose. Jackson keeps the basketball, but they don't get the layup. Inbound coming here from the baseline. You know, Stitz will have to jump deep for Pryor, and it's knocked away. Fast break for the Rail Splitters coming down. Dig and roll, and that was again Keon Henderson, who was lightning quick. Got the knock away on the inbound. Stitz dribbling it up, gets it away to Samuels. He loses the handle for a moment, out of bounds, and on the out of bounds dive. Last touch Rail Splitters, Jackson will keep it.
Yeah, if you're a Jackson player, you're going to have to hang onto the ball strong today, because Ypsilanti Lincoln definitely coming in, lots of hands, lots of trying to make steals happen.
Yeah, really playing these passing lanes, and again, like you said, you pick it up, there's a hand on the basketball. And Jackson struggling to even get it in bounds here when they've got the ball on their end. This pressure from Ipsy is relentless so far.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to be able to just settle for, hey, try to get open. You're going to need to set a couple screens here.
Yeah, that's... And they try to go deep again to Samuels, and the defender out there to pressure. They are going to get him for a whistle there. DeCorion Temple, 6'6", sophomore forward. So if you're Lincoln and you know you got Imani Bates here for a couple more seasons and you're going to have a couple of these other guys, somebody like Temple is going to be around at 6'6". It's nice to have the size that they have.
Yeah, when I look at the starting lineup, Steve, we're looking at three sophomores and a freshman starting for Lincoln. So not just Imani Bates, but a lot of youth.
And then when they go to that bench, there's some size over there, too. And a senior Tate McKenzie goes 6'9", and King Jaheim Powell the first is 7'2" on the bench. A rival Steel Fortress for some of my favorite names to call on the radio. Trying to feed the low post, and they step in front of it, and that's Temple. For Ann Temple out on the break, and what a nice up and under finish, left it a little short. Raylon Green on the drive, and he comes back and tries to get the knockaway. And is that going to be knocked out of bounds?
They're going to give it to Jackson. Yeah.
So Lincoln with their pressure, as can happen with teams that do pressure a lot, you start to see those fouls maybe come in a little early. Kyron Sticks dribbling it up. Pressure kind of backs up for Ipsy. That's Payne dribbling across, hands it to Pryor, now into the corner for Stitz. Will drive baseline, dribbles behind the back and gets back out. Samuels now at the top, he'll cross over, rises up at the elbow with a pretty looking pull up jumper, nothing but net. Jackson keeping pace, it's 5-4. Bates will bring it up, and he's got Kevin Payne guarding him. Gets a screen, Bates drives into the air off the glass, missed it again. Good defense there by the Vikings. Bates on the drive. Back down the floor quickly. Stitz looking for Samuels on the cut. And the pass knocked away and battle to get it back. Bolware gets it. Out to Pryor. Open look for three from the top. Off the glass. No good. Bolware offensive rebound. Gets into the other side. Reverse layup. Looked like it was going to go down. Bates comes through with the rebound. The 6'9 sophomore. Lincoln wastes no time getting up the floor. Into the paint. Kind of a jump stop. And I think the crowd wanted to travel, but the call is a foul.
Yeah, boy, I tell you, early checking the game out, that Braylon Green for Lincoln, man, does he have some speed and quickness.
Yeah.
And that's our freshman. Yeah. But yeah, he gets to hear the chant, he's our freshman, quite a bit.
6'3". Freshman.
Although I say that, I see that Lincoln has played 8 games already at Eastern Michigan University that holds 8,000 people, so I'm not sure how many fans.
Yeah. At capacity here for the 2019 Division II NAIA National Champion Spring Arbor here in the arena. Missed the second free throw. It's 6-4 Lincoln. Jackson gets it up the floor. A couple new guys onto the hardwood here for Jackson. Driving a little bit of circus shot. Had to put some spin on that one. It was Clayton Curry on the drive. Missed shot and rebounded by Lincoln. Bates throws a lob up on the baseline cut. He can't score it. Passes out instead. But does go back to the baseline. They drop it down low. So a pass from Braylon Green from the baseline down to the opposite block for DeCorion Temple. And it's 8-4 Lincoln. Full court pressure again here by the Rail Splitters. Now up to the right side of drive. Pull up from about 15 foot and knock it down. Jackson showing range from that distance. Cameron Carter on the jumper.
And I think if Jackson's going to hang around, they're going to have to knock down some of those mid-range jumpers. You can't get in the lane against Lincoln's size. He'll be coming back the other way.
Bates driving against Payne. Looked like he had a step. Cuts in the lane, lost the ball, but comes back out to get it. He'll fire for three. Bates from deep off the heel, missed. And on the rebound attempt, Cameron Carter goes down hard and holds the back of his head. But he does jump right back up, showing some toughness there because that looked like it hurt.
And DeCorion Temple for Lincoln just picked up his second. So he'll have someone coming in for him right now. Like Simon Wheeler.
3:10 to go first quarter, 6-8. Jackson trails by 2. They get the basketball back here. Keeping pace as long as they keep knocking those jumpers down. Carter dribbling up the right side. No chance to set up the pressure. Now he'll attack from there. Drops it back for Samuels at the elbow. Samuels is doubled. Passes out and a pull-up runner halfway down before it rattles out. Missed shot by Clayton Curry. Rebounded by Ipsy, and they're up the floor like lightning all the way to the bucket. And a nice soft touch. That is Braylon Green. Setting the 100-meter dash record on the court here quickly. Right back the other way, Jackson on a drive and a running lefty. Shot didn't have much chance to go, but he does get buffed, and Clayton Curry will go to the line for a pair. on the penetration.
Yeah, Steve, you're going to need some timeouts and some dead balls just to get your breath, I think, if you're calling the play-by-play for this game.
Yeah, and it's not really a lot of play. Somebody rebounds and then takes it the length of the floor and tries to get a shot up. The free throw line, Curry hits the first. Make it 10-7. Jackson trails by three. 2:36 to go here in the first quarter.
Yeah, I don't think this is a game where we're going to be calling out pass to pass during a flex offense or anything. This is who has it. I'm going to the basket. Try to stop me.
Yeah, the energy level has not died down from the tip here opening up. Bolware rebounds the miss. Putback attempt no good. Payne taps one up. Missed again, and that's a rebound for Bates. He'll bring it up the floor. We're going to get Payne. Great handles here by the star. Drives. Soft touch, but he missed it. And again, Bates kept off the scoreboard here with 2:21 to go. Not that he hasn't had some looks.
Yeah, Bates with the one free throw, and other than that, 0 for 5 so far, unofficially.
Really, Kevin Payne is really committed to defending him. Bates on the drive there. Got past Payne with a screen. Scores that one, and now it's 12-7. Jackson quickly up the floor against the pressure. And Bates comes through the passing lane, knocks it away. They do get the steal and go out of bounds. But Lincoln will keep it.
Yeah, I don't know if you can are allowed to root for things for, as an announcer, but Bates had leaked out, and if they come up with that steal, I think we're going to see a Showtime dunk.
I think we'll get a flush one way or another here. 2:03 to go first quarter, 12-7. Vikings trail, and looks like we can get a timeout from Coach Milton Barnes. Let's take 30 seconds here from the broadcast. Back for more on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, 2:03 to go first quarter, 12-7. Lincoln lead here, the Vikings hanging tough. Kevin Payne has really accepted the role of having to guard Imani Bates. And he's got, I mean, Bates has got him in height. Obviously, he's got some ball handling skills. Payne might be a little stronger than him, or at least he looks to be a little more physically strong in that. But maybe he overmatched a little bit, but I'll tell you what, he's playing really hard.
He is playing hard, and that's when you just have to do your best to stay in front of him and know you have help behind you, because you can't stop somebody like Bates one-on-one. So
Jackson comes out now in a 3-2 zone. Switched it up there during the timeout with Coach Barnes. Bates dribbling, pulls up three, got it! Showing the range. 6'9 in high school, about 6'9, I would have been down in the low block, backing people down. He's at that range out beyond the arc. 15-7 now, linking up quickly, and Bates, just a minute ago, we mentioned he had one, now he's got six.
That'll go quickly.
Nice look down to Bolware, going up against Bates, and it's blocked. Credit to Bolware for taking it up strong. Bates did make a nice defensive play down there.
He did, and I love Davion Bolwire's game. He's, you know, he's given up 5 inches to Bates, but he's a strong kid and he's crafty. He needs to keep taking it. Bates might block a shot here and there, but you got to keep getting after him and maybe get some fouls.
Minute 18 left here in the first quarter. 15-7. Lincoln jumping out to an advantage. Payne will inbound. Another substitution on the floor for Jackson. Aiden Harrell into the game. They go down to Bolware in the low block, working against Bates again. Up and under move, drops off to a cutter. No room there. Harrell steps back and shoots, though. Bates will rebound the miss. Bates coming up the right side. Crosses over into the middle. Payne picking him up again. Jackson switches back to man-to-man. 15-7 under a minute. Bates working at the right wing. Drives to the baseline. Pump fakes. Gets him off his feet. Missed the shot, though. And Bolware will rebound. Quickness for Bates lives up to the hype. I mean, you can tell the handle, the ball handling skills are there at an elite level.
Yeah, in that recent Sports Illustrated article about him, they did compare his shot to Kevin Durant. But one college coach said he's Kevin Durant with better handles. Now, if you're a 15-year-old and you're being called Kevin Durant, that's a lot of pressure on you. And
for sure.
We'll see how that turns out.
takes the ball, step back for three. Bates left wing. Nothing but net on the step back. Three-point shot. It's 18-7. An 11-point lead for the Rail Splitters. Harrell left wing. Goes to the top for Payne. About 2 steps behind the arc. Jab steps. Now right side for Carter. Carter will dribble into the elbow. Now to the corner for Curry. Is that the drive? And pull-up jumper is missed. Peyton Curry missed it. Rebound comes out. No shot. This is the end of 8, 18-7. Quick burst of scoring there at the end by Lincoln. Let's take a 1 minute break and come back with a second quarter on WKHM, and we are online at WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Boyle, Brian Haynes. Get another 8 minutes up here for the second quarter. Monty Bates with 9 points there in that first quarter, but he didn't shoot a real high percentage. Officially 2-for-7 from the floor.
Yeah, kind of got off to that. Oh, I think he was 0-for-4, 0-for-5, and then he made his last two threes. Right as we said, he was a little silent. Must have hurt us.
Oh, and excuse me, 3-for-7. Jackson with the ball to come out, and a pass from the corner, a little errant. You can't beat. There's one for Bates, and there's the one-handed flush. Run in the fast break. He beat everybody up the floor, and they just had to hand it to him for the dunk. Jackson back up the floor. Bolway right wing. Goes to the top for Carter. Jab steps. Nothing there. Now to the right side for Payne. Looking down low. Bolway backing on Bates. Steps back to shoot a jumper. It's over Bates and knocks it down. Maybe on Bolway. Nice shot there.
Again, just being calm with it. Bullwire always looks under control.
Drive for Bates. Looked like he had a step, tried to pass it off, and they couldn't handle it. But they do hold on to it. Get it out to the top for a three-pointer. Open look for Simon Wheeler. And he knocks it down at the Rail Splitters. Even when they do something a little errant right now, it's bouncing back their way. And the pressure gets another turnover. Harrell double-teamed, and he tries to pass it off to a safety valve, and it was Carter, but he was still in the back court.
Yeah, just one of those little panic plays.
7:02 to go here, first half. 23-9, Ypsilanti Lincoln with the lead. Bringing it up the floor for the Rail Splitters is Simon Wheeler. Gets it in the corner for or left wing here for Bates, working against Payne. Jab steps, drives into the elbow, pump fakes, up and under. Floater no good, rebounded by Pryor. Looks to get it to Payne. Around a defender, now numbers. Bolware into the lane. Jump hook, excuse me, that's Samuels. Bolware gets the rebound. Hands it off to a three-point shooter, missed shot. Rebounded by Lincoln. They look to run immediately. All the way coast to coast into the air. And the defender knocks him to the ground. Commits the foul. He gets the bucket to go. And he's got a free throw coming. That was another quick hustle down the floor. Simon Wheeler takes coast to coast, kind of one hands it, then gets up into the air, floats it. Well, he took a hard hit and went down tough on the floor.
I tell you, we mentioned Green's speed. Well, Wheeler just showing me something there, too. It makes me kind of think I want to be at a practice at the end of Lincoln to watch him run suicides to see who wins that race.
Boyer gets a breather as the free throw is missed, and Lincoln will rebound. No real box out there. Wheeler hits the three again. 28-9. Lincoln starting to run away with it here. And the pressure is doing it. Another steal. Wheeler again, and he's going to take it in. Blocked by Pryor. Pryor hustling back on the play. Harrell's got it out for Jackson. Gets it away to Rex Pryor. 6:06 to go in the half. Back to Harrell. Now to Payne at the left wing. Works his way into the lane. Spin move. Off the glass. Strong miss. He taps it down to Samuels, and they're going to get him for over the back violation. I'll go against Kevin Payne.
It's going to be Payne second, which will bring Bullwire back in for him.
15 foul for the Vikings. Just under 6 minutes to go here. First half. 28-9. Lincoln in front. Bates takes the inbound, bringing it up slowly. But he'll give it off to Wheeler, who got a little hot hand here in the second quarter. Wheeler dribbling to the left wing. Working against Pryor. Will pull up another triple. No. Rebounded by the Vikings. Romario Owens. And he'll get it to Pryor. He'll dribble it up over midcourt to the high post for Samuels. Immediately looks to go to the basket. Has it knocked away down low. And That was Gabe Daney in the game for Lincoln. You know, when you're a big man and you do get down that low, you got to keep that ball up high, and that's why that guy, lucky he got the foul called, because Daney was ready to knock it away.
Yeah, Samuels kind of brought it down.
He hits the first free throw here. They're giving him that on the shot. 15th foul for Lincoln.
You know, the problem, too, when you're Jackson and you fall behind by 18, you feel like you got to kind of, you can't just be deliberate on the offensive end, but then you're really putting it back into the type of game Lincoln wants to play, which is up and down. So not the best of starts for Jackson.
Jackson now sets up some full court pressure. And on the inbound, we're going to get Harrell for a reach. Right in front of the official. Tough to question. It looked like he was maybe just being a little aggressive. 5:33 to go. It's a 28-11 game here. Jackson struggling to get on the scoreboard. And when they a little errant with a passing on the offensive end, that turns into points almost immediately for Lincoln on the other side.
And to boot with 5:33 to go, Lincoln will now be in the bonus, be shooting 1-1 from here on out.
The inbound is knocked away just over our heads. Right in front of the bench here, a little aggressive play.
Almost got in the action.
Yeah, I should have jumped up. I could have got 5.5 here in the half. Wheeler with it again. And dribbles to the right side, gets a screen from Bates. Bates slips the screen back outside the arc, takes it. They gave him a little space to shoot, shoots it over. Missed it. It was halfway down. It's one of those that looks like it's going to go and doesn't. And in the lane, there's a block for Samuels on the drive from Damey. Coming back up the floor is Bolwer, left wing into the corner for Stitz. He'll take a step inside the arc and pull the jumper and hits it. Jackson's been shooting the ball well from there, right in that about 15-foot range.
And that little mid-range game they have going, it's all the other ones that have been a little off.
There's a drive from Wheeler, gets into the paint, into the air, and off the glass. Wheeler just lightning quick first step, gets into the paint, and nobody can stop him. Gets it off the glass, it's 30-13. There's a three-pointer for Mario Owens, missed it, rebounded by Lincoln, and here they come on the break again. Drive, dish back out, Wheeler open for three, missed it, rebounded by Owens.
Owens' third rebound of the game, looking strong, doing it too. Getting those rebounds in traffic.
Left wing now, Owens trying to feed down on the low block. A little battle for position, and you get a whistle against Lincoln down there. And that's Green just trying to battle against a bigger player down there in Samuels.
And we talked a little bit about the freshman Green, 6'3". He doesn't look like a freshman.
No.
Strong kid.
Samuels over to Stitz, left wing. Looking down to Bolwer in the low block. Nothing there. Dribble it out and reset. Now he goes on the move, and we get a timeout from the bench. Coach Barnes wanted another one. 4:12 to go. Let's take 30 seconds here on the broadcast. It's 30-13. Lincoln leads on WKHM.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM. Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, Jackson High School, and Ypsilanti Lincoln. The Vikings girls got a W in our opener tonight, 50-33 the final in that one. And it was back and forth. It looked like we were thinking maybe a really tight ending, but the Jackson girls went on a run. As Pryor gets the action back underway here at the left wing, setting up, looking down to the block for Samuels, floats it over. Samuels in the lane. There's a two-handed stuff for the Vikings. Marion Samuels with authority.
Nice little drop step dunk.
Bates came over and tried to get the steal, and that left nobody there to be a safety valve, and Samuels emphatically with 2 points there. 30-15. Bates trying to find some space. Pryor, pesky over there defending him.
Yeah, you know, if you're 5'9", Rex Pryor, and you're guarding Bates out there, and he pulls up for a three, that's a no-no. You do not want to hit wrist.
Yeah.
Get your hand in his face a little bit, but don't start swinging at the ball.
Hey, and out-of-town scoreboard update. GOC coming through with the Jackson College women in a 96-76 win over Glen Oaks. This win for the Lady Golden Jets.
All right. Glen Oaks Community College, where ex-Michigan center player Bree Gilson stars.
Yeah.
Little piece of knowledge you may not have known.
Another local, little local flavor. Bates good from the free throw line for a couple of them. 2 out of 3, 32-15 now. Lincoln's lead with 3:39 to go in the half. Bulware will inbound to full court pressure here by the rail splitters. Gets it into Pryor. Surveying the floor, looking for help. Gets it to the middle for Owens. Pryor between two defenders, holding on to it. Now he gets it away to Owens into the corner for Stitch for three. It's good! Now the Jackson offense seems to be finding itself a little bit. Can they cut into this advantage? 32-18 the score. Bulware picking up Bates right over midcourt. Bates all the way to the rack, and they got the miss they wanted, but no box out. And Kamari Benson-Joplin comes in with a putback. Opposite end of the floor, and you get Stitz going up in the air for a long jumper. And they're going to get fouled against Bates. Put on the line, so it'll only be two free throws, but you only get one or two fouls on Bates before the half with 3:03 to go.
And it'll be in Bates' teammate. I know he gets to do a lot of dribbling and shooting, but boy, if you'll crash the glass, there's always going to be a couple bodies stepping in to help out, and you can take advantage of that, get that offensive board like Joplin did.
Stitz knocks down the free throw. 34-19. Jackson on a three-game winning streak after starting out the season 0-6. They put some stuff together, and as we mentioned, some players, more players available to Coach Barnes. It's from the last time we saw them, and it's a different look and a lot bigger team. Size here for the rail splitters too, though. 14-point advantage to drive from Green. Drops it out for Wheeler, and then Bates on the cut into the air for the Tomahawk Jam. Imani Bates having a much better second quarter than he did the first quarter. Everything feels like it's flowing a little more easily for him, out of rhythm rather than forced. Bulware open for three at the top, and he'll hit it! Vivian Bulware showing off that nice shooting stroke, and now we'll get a timeout from the Lincoln bench. 2:33 to go, it's 36-23. Let's take a 30-second break on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, 2:33 to go in the first half, and we've been treated to some jams. Fun game so far.
It is fun, and hey, there's a reason there's a full house here, not an empty seat in this building.
Bates living up to the hype here with a couple of Tomahawk jams for us. He comes to get the basketball near midcourt, takes an NBA range three-pointer, and hits nothing but net. In high school, we call that an NBA range three-pointer. NBA, they just call it a three-pointer. 39-23. Down low to Samuels. Gets it out of there. Nearly stolen. And we get one from... Oh, nice. Pryor on the other end missed the three-pointer, but opposite side rebound from Owens. Jackson keeping pace right now. They're going to have to get some stops. Wheeler drives lightning quick and passes across the lane. Bulware steps in to knock it out of bounds. Wheeler goes down hard again, but jumps right back to his feet.
Showing some toughness to go along with that speed.
He'll get a breather, but he did a nice job while he was in there. Hit a couple triples and definitely kept the pressure on the Jackson High defense. Bates will inbound. That one goes into Kamari Benson-Joplin. Bates in the corner. That one's missed. Rebounded by Lincoln, though. Gabe Damey. And that one goes out to Green. He'll miss it. Damey chases it down again, though. Long rebounds. And there's a steal by Owens. Tapped right to Bates. Gets in the lane. He'll lose it on the way up. Stitz gets it for Jackson. Coming up the right side. Crosses over into the middle. There's Samuels at the top of the key. Swings it around to Owens. Now left wing for Rex Pryor. Pryor will dribble it out. Kind of reset. Crossover back to the left side. Nothing there. Floats one into Samuels. Back to the basket. He'll put it up. Too strong. Rebounded by, that is Joplin. Samuels got real deep. I think he had more space than he thought he did. Into the corner, open look for three for the rail splitters. Missed shot by Damey. And coming through trying to tap the rebound It'll go last touch up the fingertips of Owens.
Kind of like what Jackson's doing on offense, keeping Bullwire out by the three-point line.
Missed shot. Rebound battle. Miss. And they're not keeping the rail splitters off the glass at all.
Yeah, as I mentioned earlier, it's really tough when you have to pay so much attention to one guy and you're ready to help, ready to help. Shot goes up. Someone's just going by you because you're so focused on one man. But with Lincoln's lineup, there's talent enough to go around where I just don't think you can focus only on Bates.
And Braylon Green putting that shot in. As we mentioned, Green, just a freshman, listed at 6'3", and lightning quick. Under a minute to go here in the half. It's 40-25. Lincoln in the lead after the free throw make. And second attempt for Green is also good. Jackson will take the basketball inbound. Goes to Stitz. Dribbles over the midline. Right on the left sideline here. Looking for Samuels down to the low block. Calling for it against Bates down there. Samuels faces up. Jab step. Pull up jumper. No good. Rebounded by Green. And he turns on the Jets. Looking to gets it knocked away. Nice job by Pryor to get a hand on it. Bowie right there to get the loose ball. Going to the high post for Samuels. Turns to the basket. Up and dumps it. And the whistle of foul. Samuels calling for it at the high post. Just takes a step. Rolls to the basket and puts it down to the authority.
And Steve, when you think about it, you know, the Jackson High players are saying, hey, this isn't just the Imani Bates show. I can play too. And this is a chance for them to kind of showcase their abilities in front of, what are you guessing, 3,000-4,000 people? I'm not sure how many places this holds.
Yeah, maybe we can get Ryan Cottingham to come over and tell us the capacity this place holds, but it's full. And he hits the free throw to make it a three-point play, so 41-28. You almost lament that opening struggle offensively for Jackson, and maybe they could have kept this a little closer now that they're starting to flow a little bit. Bates clearing it out with 16 seconds, one-on-one against Bolware. Losing dribble, and then Stitz coming to try and sneak it from behind. Now Bolware drives. Nice step to the left and floater. Nice touch on that shot with 5 seconds left. 43-28. Gets it to Samuels. Stitz in the wing for three. No! It would have counted if it went. Buzzer three. Good look, but can't knock it down. 43-28 at the half. What a highlight full first half of basketball action here. Spring Arbor University, the Jackson High School Vikings, and Lincoln Rail Splitters.
Hey, you talked about it being a show. We're being treated to a show, even as announcers. You know, we get caught up in being fans because we're seeing some, you know, high-level plays by both squads.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Hey, Steve Boyle here, and we're checking in before we go back to action. And I honestly think the crowd here is overwhelming the Wi-Fi as we got to the halftime here. And Brian, how did Imani Bates end the first half stat-wise?
Up with the 20 points. I know you mentioned a slow start, but after he got warmed up, he really got warmed up. 20 points, 5 rebounds. Simon Wheeler, who we talked about, had a 10.3 assist. And Corian Temple was 4. Kamari Benson Joplin was 4. Braylon with 5, and Keon Henderson with 2.
Yeah, you mentioned Bates. Felt like a slow start, but they put up 43 points in the half, and on pace for 80. Number for high school basketball finals total. I think the thing that Jackson really did well late in that game, is late in that half anyway, is started to attack the basket a little bit. And I think their offense took a while to find itself, but once it did, they were really going trading buckets back and forth. Now, Jackson can't afford to do the whole game that way. But I don't feel like all is lost here. Down by 15, you'd like to see that down to 8 or 9 by the end of the third, right?
Yep. You know, Jackson High fell down by 18 with still a couple minutes to go in the first quarter. And after that, they actually gained a little ground. And they're doing a good job on Bates. However, at 6'9", doesn't matter what kind of defense you're playing, he's just sometimes rising above them. He's with them sitting right in the face. I don't know what you do against that. Yeah, sometimes it just feels like if he gets some space, he's got room to shoot over anyone who's out there. So yeah, it's almost like you want to hope he misses, box out, and you got to get that rebound. And I think that's something Jackson did do a great job of. I think they'll be looking to box out a little more here in the second half. Let's take a 30-second break here, and we'll come back with the second half on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Hello.
Back underway here. And we've got 45-33, Texas up to 12 here in the early part of the second half. Green at the free throw line now for Ipsy after a foul. And missed free throw, but another offensive rebound by the rail footer. Missed a three-point attempt there. Payne trying to get it to Jackson. He'll go out of bounds, last touch Vikings. Now right side, Bates has it after the inbound. Working against Payne. Drives all the way to the bucket. Pretty smooth move there. Finger roll for Bates at the basket, 47-33. They inbound to Samuels. Just past the streaking defender. Now numbers for the Vikings. Samuels in the lane, up into the air, and he scores it. Bates working against Payne. Step back, three to Bates. No. Rebound long. Rebound chased down by the rail splitters. Bates puts it in. Puts it up strong and gets fouled by Pryor. And 5:59 on our clock here. And it's a 12-point game, but too many trips on the floor and too many free throw attempts here for the rail splitters. And Bates missed that one. .559 on our third quarter clock, 37-35. Monty Bates and the crew. He's at the free throw line. Stretch the lead back out to 13. If he makes it, missed it. Boyer with a rebound. Another stop. Another chance for Jackson to make it a little closer. And there's a steal by Ralph for his Bates ahead of everyone. And he flushes it down big time. Knock away steal in the fast break. The rail splitter set back up in defense. Deep three for Boulware. Short off the front rim. Bates up the floor again. And that's out ahead of everyone on that play was Joplin. And he got that one hit, but he got another foul. So this is, it looks like Jackson was pulling close. A fast break and the Mighty Bates dunk. And now this one, and they put it at 14. They can make it 15, maybe even 16 with a successful trip to the line. First free throw is good. Another free throw coming for Joplin with 5.5. And missed the second one. 15-point game, 50-35. Jackson coming down. It's Curry. Gets it away to Sit. Now to Payne working it out right at the 10-foot volleyball line. Backing down now. Right at the right wing. Moving across the side. That's going to be a 5-second call. It's guarded. Bates with it, working against Samuels now. The top, cross over to the right side, into the elbow, pump fake, drops it down. Pretty fast to Green. Really Green to finish the easy one, and now he puts back out to 17 for the lead for the rail splitters. They set up some pressure. Yeah.
Right side now for Curry, and pressured again by Green, and another Jackson turnover. And whatever that, whatever rhythm they had found in the offensive end, Brian, they haven't had it here in the second half.
Yeah, it really looks like Lincoln Center picked up the defensive intensity, particularly Braylon Green. He's really just pestering the ball and with those long arms and fitness, just making it difficult on the dash and ball handling.
A lot of good things for Lincoln on the defensive end. Quick three-pointer for Bates on the offensive end, and Bowler went up high to get the rebound. Now it's up the floor, trying to get up the skip ahead of everyone. Knocked out of bounds. Last thought. Officials are going to work together, and we have a jump ball. Just narrow goes to Jackson High. 17-point lead right now, 52-35. Lincoln is up with 21 to go. There's a three-pointer for Stitt. Long. Hit nothing. Rebounded by Bates. Bowler pressed him all the way up the floor. Bates will dribble around, and Bowler chases him down. Gets in front of him at the three-point arc. There's a pump fake three for Joplin. Looking for somebody down low. Now a drive into the air. Missed the shot, but bumps again. And another free throw attempt for Lincoln. How did they get in the line so much, Brian?
Well, again, Steve, you mentioned about their speed. And it's not just Green, it's not just Willer, but Joplin showing his speed, too. And when you have that kind of quickness, that first step, you know, like the first step of basketball, they're getting around somebody and just forcing the action themselves. So, you're in the middle line of play.
4:03 after punch in the third quarter, 52-35. With Benson Joplin at the free throw line. This is Kamari Benson Joplin, a 6'3". Sophomore, again, some of that youth here for this Lincoln team that won a state championship a year ago. Dropping the free throw line, and he gets jumping up the bottom. 53-35. 4:03 to go here in the third. 53-35, Jackson trails. And Skyler and Stitch looking up the left side of the floor. Crossover dribble, got a little room there. Good recovery. Steal by Green. Jumping ahead of everyone. He'll go up try and flush it. Lost his jump there at the end. For the moment, it looks like Bates might be able to come by and dunk that in, but Jumping out ahead of everyone. We're going to get timeout for the Jackson bench. Full timeout. Let's take 60 seconds. 3:48 to go, 53-35. Lincoln leads Jackson on WKHM.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
In the third, 53-35. Jackson High, Ypsilanti Lincoln Rail Splitters. Rail Splitters with the basketball out of the timeout. Jackson comes into pressure. Bates will inbound, gets it into Green. Excuse me, that is Corian Temple. Bates has it. Drops it down to Temple, and he gets fouled. Quick foul coming from Jackson, and I think if he's just continuing to put the pressure on him, go down to those guys with a low block or be fast. Inbound goes to Joplin. Bates comes to get it. Driving from the top into the elbow, back out as they kind of double him a little bit. Now calling for a screen. Bates gets it. Screener slips it. Bates drives anyway. Drops it off. Pretty pass. Drops it right off the Green. He's waiting to finish the wide open bunny. 3:21 to go in the third. Fits into the lane. Now back out to Bowler. Bowler will drive from the lane. Gets down low. Off the glass. Two shots. Daniels fouls. It's a nice putback. Green crossover. Drives from the baseline. Puts it up, missed. Rebounded Bowler, 55-37. And Pryor up the floor to Owens, will drive. Romario across the lane, puts it up on the run, missed his shot, but he'll get a whistle. And a couple of free throws to Romario Owens.
Mm-hmm. No free throws. They call that on the floor, Brian.
Yeah, Jackson now. You know, they clawed their way back and one time had it down to 11 even, I believe. And it's right back to that 18-point lead that the refs that it took early in the first quarter, actually. So let's see if they have some energy here to make one more run.
They go to Bowler for a lefty jump hook in the lane. He got himself a good look at it, but missed the shot. Jack will keep possessing with 2:35 to go. 55-37 eternal. It's an inbound and stolen. Green ahead of everyone all the way on the floor. Green up through the lefty jam, missed it. Base right there to clean the glass. But that would have been the most phenomenal dunk I've seen in an ice game live. He missed it. Oh, and there's an errant pass stolen by Bates. Run out 2-on-1. He takes it all the way, puts it off the glass, scores it, and draws the whistle. Imani Bates is good as advertised. Wow, Green, I didn't know if he had, if he was going to try that lefty dunk, but he went up like he was going to tomahawk that right on Samuel.
You know, the thing I feel like seeing Bates in the second half kind of show us his passing ability, too. In the first half, there was kind of a lot of one-on-one moves and step-back threes, but now he's getting in the lane, drawing the attention, and getting some easy buckets for his teammates. So I like to see that, too.
And on the inbound, we'll get a incredible violation against Lincoln. That's going to go against Abdul-Rahman. It's 2:08 to go, 59-37. It's just up 22. At some point, the fast breaking Lincoln defense or offense has just been too much for Jackson. The Vikings can come out and that is going to get a technical foul against the dealer. And it feels like everybody over here is kind of wondering what the tech was for, but we don't know what he said over there across the court to the official. And a free throw, technical free throw for Damian Bowler, and he hits it. Second attempt coming here with 2:08 to go in the third. Pulls it back down to 20, and he hits. It was a nice play. We got a nice free throw stroke. He's big. He shoots the ball from behind the arc, rebounds well, defends. Nice play.
Yeah, and the thing I just like is his feeling is cool. He's got a 3,000 people watching you going against the Miami Bays, and he always just looks cool out there under control.
What a quick steal. Just didn't see him coming, and that was Deion Henderson with the steal and a fast break layup, and they can continue to pour it on now under 2 minutes here in the third. And there's a drive by the Vikings into the elbow and a pull-up jump shot. Cameron Carter, he missed it, but they'll get it back, and it's a goal there. It's the bucket, and there's a chance at another three-point play. They've got Bowler again making a play out there for the Vikings. 1:45 left in this third quarter, 61-41. Still out of time for the Vikings to try to cut into this lead. And on a missed free throw rebound attempt, Owens chases it out. And I think it's going to be a whistle against Owen. That's 17 fouls now against Jackson in the half. Bates comes down to shoot from the free throw line. Bates setting up Owen the free throw line here. 6'9" frame. Listed at 200 pounds. I'll tell you what, even just from a year ago, he does look stronger. And, you know, he's got a wiry frame, but the blunt muscle under that, he does look stronger than he did a year ago. And he hits that free throw, 63-41. Minute 43 to go, 22 matching their biggest lead of the game. Carter in the backcourt for Jackson. On the left side. They went up to the elbow, to the ring. Looking for a high post to Samuel. Can't get it to him. They'll lob it over the top. Bates was there waiting.
Bates now running the break, kicking himself off the glass and good. Imani Bates. Get a number update there on Bates. What do we got for him total now? 32 for Bates with still a full quarter to play. Up by 24, biggest lead of the game. Carter gets it in, passes back out to Owens. He'll pull for three from the wing. Miss, rebounded up the floor. Wheeler ahead of everyone. Tries to bounce up the alley-oop for Bates. Bates wisely just grabs it. Retreats to the corner, fires for three, and rolls it in, 35. Steve Bolwer looking against Bates. Hands it out to Samuels. He looks to drive baseline. Hands off to Bolwer. All working outside the arc. Bolwer steps back for three. Off the heel, long rebound, chased out. Bolwer taps it, but Bates will get it ultimately. And he looks up the floor to go. I think he's feeling in rhythm. Step back, three for Bates. No, off the front rim, rebounded by Jackson. 19 seconds in third. Carter has a stolen momentary. This one went off his knee. Official's going to keep it with Jackson. Constant pressure from Lincoln here. Even up by 27, and they've been relentless in their effort. Inbound goes to Carter. Wheeler out there pressuring him. Carter dribbling to the left wing. And we get a little too close there by Wheeler. Will get a whistle. This is the fourth, 15 foul against Lincoln here. So 7 for Jackson. The Rails get up to 2 free throws. The 8.5 seconds to go. Down low to Samuels. Missed the comeback. Slam attempt missed by Bolwer. Long rebound comes out. Bolwer gets his times up on the third quarter. 68-41. Lincoln in the big lead with the big third quarter. And we will be back. Is that the end of three, Brian?
It is, Susan. The three quarters. And Jackson down now 27. So at this point, I don't even know what you do if you're Jackson now.
Yeah, you're starting to just feel like this is going to be too much. And Lincoln was just so aggressive there. Let's take a 30-second break, and we'll come back with the fourth quarter at WKHM and WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
I think what you see too is he's really been getting to some loose ball. Hey, you know, seeing the game really well, where a play that he got beat on in the first half that led to a dunk from Samuels. This half, he was right there to get the steal and turn it into a fast break for himself.
Yeah, they talk about how you can't teach size, and not just size, but the wingspan. I mean, that's an NBA wingspan, NBA body.
And there's a drive blocked by Samuels. Just playing the defense. Takes on the bench now here in the fourth quarter. I mean, they're trying to Jackson comes down the score is Byron Stick. Bates coming to check in here at the score table. So just a short breather for the 6'9 sophomore. Did he really come across you as a 10th grader, Brian?
No, but neither is a couple of his other teammates either. They all look like seniors out there to me. And if you're the Jackson High players, you're playing this last 7:15 in what we call a grandkid moment. That's where you get to tell your grandkids what you did against the Monty Bates.
The Vikings have continued to be aggressive, especially around the rim, with both Bolwer and Samuels showing the ability to get a play above the rim. And it's been a pleasure to watch both teams really go at it. I think Jackson, it seems like they're going to start a new system under Coach Joe Barnes, but they're starting to come into their own program and first streak, at least during this game. They look like a really good basketball team.
Yeah, for a quarter and a half, they played right with Lincoln, looked good doing it,
I think at the end of the day, just the speed and talent of Lincoln has just kind of overmatched Jackson High's ability.
You almost want to say, like, if it was just Dane, then they might have a shot, but then you pick Green, who was just lightning quick. Wheeler came in and made a couple big threes, and it's not that, you know, Dane doesn't go out there alone. As we get a long two-pointer from Boulware, it's that shot, the offensive rebound attempt, passed out of bounds, and Lincoln will keep it, but this is not a one-dimensional Lincoln team.
No, absolutely not. I count at least five players for Lincoln that I think would start for Jackson High. So, Green, you mentioned him here. He's a freshman guard. We think showing off good guard skills, and then he goes in and tries to dunk it on Boulware on a fast break. He's killing some things he didn't even see in warm.
This shot by Lincoln on their offensive end going down the other way for Jackson, and it's knocked out of bounds. That's fake. Has 990 points now for his career. Tonight, so 10 more to get to 1,000. With 6:39 to go, I think he stays in the game. That's my guess. Jackson looking at inbound. Boulware's got it left corner. Gets it back out to six to reset. Now right side for Owens. Owens drives against the defender, gets deep in the paint. Swings up kind of a backward circus shot just so that foul attempt can be on the shot rather than on the drive. So he'll go to the line for a pair of free throw attempts. How many 1,000-point scorers have you known in your career, Brian?
Well, I've been around basketball a while, so the 1,000-point, nice milestone, but there's a fair share. But I've not met many that hit that 1,000 during their sophomore year, halfway through their sophomore year. That's what makes them unique.
Yeah, a lot of games still to go here for Imani Bates. Of course, a nice playoff run last year, including, I remember, seeing a game-winning shot that he hit to keep the Rail Splitters alive and take them to the Breslin Center as Owens fires for the free throw. That one's good. 69-46, our score with 6.5 to go fourth quarter. There's a drive and dish out, and he made a face. He knew what he was doing was not the right thing. That was DeCorion Temple.
Gets it back. 46 to the top for Boulware. Boulware is right behind the back. Not a team.
There's a windmill jam from Imani Bates, showing off the leaping ability there. You can feel the whole crowd anticipation of what he's going to do on the end there.
Yeah, that was a pretty exciting for 992. I don't know if we get to see 1,000 tonight.
Well, they're certainly capable of it. With still just under 6 minutes left in this game, 71-46 score. And it sits at the free throw line for Jackson. And a missed free throw there, 71-46. Linking up the floor, Bates solo for three. No. Too long, rebounded by Green. Putback is so good. And finally comes up to Owens. Now Jackson with numbers on the fast break. Drops off the sandals, and he'll get up and dunk it. And he'll pump one back on the Diva. Lincoln keeps it on the floor. Out the up to Green. Jackson looked like they were running back, and maybe not fast enough. Green almost had the poster of the night.
I kind of had a feeling this fourth quarter might go this way. When you start getting into a 23-point game, it becomes kind of like the NBA All-Star game where or O and highlight dunks in the D.
Jackson with the basketball. Lincoln still playing D on this end. Two backed up by Bowler. They tend to be in the right place to keep that turn into a game. They go into Samuels, drops up in lane, 12-1. I like when Samuels grabs that pass and he's looking to score right away off the dribble. He's had a pretty nice center for himself tonight offensively. He comes up the floor for Lincoln. Right there. Drops it out. There's Green. That's Temple for the open look. Nice lucky stroke from the free throw line. Goes in. 73-50. Jackson coming back down. Sits up the right side. Goes down to Payne, who steps out behind the arc. He pulls up a three-pointer of his own. Rebounded by Green. Looking up the floor. Turns down to Jeff a little bit. Off the dribble. Saves it. But Jackson doesn't get to a base. Snags the loose ball. Wheeler at the top. Right side. And there's a three-point attempt for Lincoln. This,
On that shot was Ashton Henderson. Hit coming up the floor for Jackson, left side for Payne. And Ron Gossett down for Owens. Nice look for Mario Owens. 73-52 with 4:13 to go. And the shot Lincoln met. Yeah, we're still playing defense.
Yeah, I think the players have assessed what I said earlier. Not a lot of D being played. It's like, hey, who can go out and make the coolest dunk?
Good shot, but an offensive rebound by Temple. He's starting to make some plays down on the low block. Starts to feel like the Jackson starters are getting a little fatigued out here, playing a lot of minutes at this point and running with a very fast Lincoln team. Time out from the Jackson bench. We'll take 30 seconds for the broadcast. 75-52, Lincoln leads in WKHM.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
3:51 to go here, fourth quarter. Jackson taking the time out, talking himself over. I think your coach Barnes, you still want to have those guys executing the game plan and doing some things right, and maybe you take the time out to just kind of reel them in for these last few minutes.
Yeah, I think when you coach Barnes, as you said, it, you say, guys, this is still a game. We're still at the Jackson High uniform wearing. We can't just turn this into a up and down circus. Good timeout by Coach Barnes.
3:51 left in this tilt. 75-52 and Jackson basketball. Maybe on ball where it'll inbound. Rex Fryer. Samuels on the floor. Kevin Payne and that is Romario Owens. And Bates still in the game here as some of the people have had enough. They've seen enough of the show. Making their way to the exit. Jackson turns it over. And Wheeler on the drive. Drops it back for Bates. And another slam dunk. We have people who love for the exit maybe went a little too soon. Bates still putting on a show. And he might hit that 1,000-point plateau. Samuels missed a good-looking turnaround jump. But rebounded by Lincoln. Coming up the floor quickly is Green, and he just, it looks like he's running twice as fast as the next closest guy. Jackson down the floor, get it to Owens, missed it, rebound, tapped, and last touch, Jackson, base of limbo, 3:16 to go, 79-52. Mistake of substitution. Green goes to the bench. He didn't want to come out having a blast out there.
Yeah, right now it's fun for everybody. You know, you're just kind of up and down. It's like a Sunday pickup game, you know.
79-52. And that drops to the high post for Temple into the corner. That's a three-point attempt. Falls short. That was Jaden Lewis. Wheeler will pull for three. He had a couple in the first half, misses that one. Temple still bailing for a rebound, but Samuels will get it. Gets it out to Bowler. Looks up the floor to Payne. Payne on the attack. Gets in the air. Pretty shot. Put back attempt. No good. Samuels with another down. 81-52. Jackson had three guys down there. All of them wanted to get the dunk. Bates for three. Missed it. Samuels rebound. 2:32 to go. 79-54. There's Payne open for three. Fires. No. Short. Good box out by Temple. Gets the rebound for Lincoln. And few attempt by Payne. And he'll bump Wheeler. Wheeler goes down hard. Payne a little bit there. Bates goes over to help him up. Gets him back to his feet. Oh, Wheeler hobbled a little bit as he runs to the bench, so they'll give him a... Oh, no, he's going to the bench and then walk right back down to the court. Nobody wants to come out, right?
But you definitely don't want to come out when you need to go to the line. He's like, hey, I'm okay. I can go shoot those free throws on one leg.
Send somebody in after that. 2:21 to go, 79-54. Are we on the 1,000-point watch? You know where we're at right now?
I believe he needs four more, if I'm not mistaken. And with 2:21 left and a 25-point lead, it looks like they're going to leave him in there to try to get it.
So, on the missed free throw attempt, 79-54 we got. So that goes against Bowler. 10 team foul double bonus here for Wheeler for the rail footer, 2:18 to go. And he hits it.
this free throw. 80 to his fourth. Take a pass to tip. Romario Owens with the basketball. Left side to Achilles Griffin on the floor now. Into the corner for Bowler. Here, player for three. No. Rebound comes off to Owens. Shoots. Miss. Rebound battle. Pat. Bates had it for a moment. Instead, Bowler will slide in with a lefty finish for the substitution. 80-56. Clock runs. Bates takes the inbound. He needs four to get to 1,000. You think he knows he needs four?
I think they must, because the whole rest of the starting lineup's out, and it's just Bates. It looks like, but he's still giving up the ball.
He won't get it on this trip. Steal by Rex Pryor. Behind his back, dribble up the goal there. You leave him alone. He'll pull through a deep triple. Four. Daniels gets the rebound, goes up, miss. Out by those debates, 117-80-56. Behind the back dribble for Bates. Pulls up a deep triple and gets bumped. So there are three free throws coming here. 109 left here. Bates at the line. And hit. Five away. Defense. It's the second one to go. 109 to go. Coach Barnes, despite his team being down by this much, still up enjoying himself. Always that, seems to have that perpetual grin on his face.
And he's getting word, Bates. Now, if he makes this, we'll be three away from 1,000. But he is now leaving the game. Brown is going to come in for him, so we're not going to see it.
So we missed 1,000 points for Johnny Bates. So how many did he get just tonight, Ryan?
I have him at 43, I believe, was the final total.
Continuing to line up the scoreboard for Lincoln. Into the corner for Jackson, down to Bowler. In between the two guys, there's a three-point attempt for our guy Griffin. He missed that, though. Rebounded Lincoln in under a minute. Just on the screen. Really green. Impressive freshman player, 6'3". And fast. And they're going to hold it out and kind of let this clock run out as the last of the remaining crowd makes their way to the exit. But it was a fun game here at Spring Arbor University. 83-69. Looks like it'll end up our final. Still 22 seconds. Nobody's going off the guard green. Well, Brian, I guess I'll give you one chance here. What do you think of Monty Bates?
Well, as mentioned, I do believe he's, as advertised, seemed like a good teammate as well, getting others involved. You know, obviously he's getting his share of shots, but nothing that seems crazy for him. Well, again, like I say, if you're 6'9" with a 7-foot wingspan, you can kind of shoot over the Rex Pryors of the world. So I guess you get your shot when you want to get your shot, but very impressive.
Tonight for the Vikings, we had a nice effort by Avion Bullware and Samuels. Marianne Samuels had three dunks for us tonight. Jackson gave us lots of luck. They're going to be fun to watch the rest of the season. They're going to continue to win games here and there, certainly. Let's go ahead and take a couple minutes here on the post game. We'll let Brian Adams instead. And then we will come back and wrap up the broadcast. Senior final from Spring Arbor University tonight, Lincoln 83, Jackson 56 on WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
83-56, our final from Spring Arbor University, the Lincoln Rail Splitters and Imani Bates. Too much out of the halftime locker room for the Jackson Vikings to handle, but I think our Vikings player of the game tonight is going to be Demarion Samuels.
exciting game. He got some dunks going. And when their offense was clicking, Samuels was the guy who was kind of the beneficiary of it. He was working on the boards all night. I don't know that he even took a break at any one time. So went out there and played the full game and worked hard all night. So Demarion Samuels, our player of the game for the Vikings. Brian, go ahead and give us the Vikings number, but we got him.
All right. As you said, Demarion Samuels leading the way with 22 points. Davion Bowler with 13. Tyron Smith with 10. Romeo Owens came off the bench to get 6. And then we had Cameron Carter with 2. Kevin Payne, who also had the task of guarding Imani Bates much of the night. Doing actually a good job, which when you say Vaz scored 43, and he did a good job guarding, that shows the talent. But good job, Kevin Payne on the D. And Cameron Carter with 2. Clayton Carey with 1. As far as the rail splitters from S.E. Lincoln, as mentioned, Imani Bates, I believe, with 43 points. Braylon Green added 13. Simon Wheeler with 12. And Benson Joplin added 6. Victorian Temple with 4. Deion Henderson with 4. And that did it for the rail splitters scoring.
So fun night tonight. Thanks to everybody who stuck it out of the broadcast with us. And I got to hear Imani Bates come to town live. And he's a sophomore, so if he stays at Lincoln, we'll get a couple more chances to hear from him in the coming years against the Vikings. And hear him. He is going to line it up to make a good postseason run. It's now 8-1 on the year, 6-0 in the Southeastern Conference Light Division. They're next in action on Friday against Ipsy Community. Definitely a shorter bus drive for that one. Jackson, meanwhile, now 3-7 on the year, and they'll fall to 2-4 in the league. They are in action again Friday as well, at home against Pinckney. And they'll look to get back into a winning start and another winning streak after their three-game streak comes to a close here tonight. Congratulations to Demarion Samuels, our player of the game tonight. Imani Bates, who's 3 points shy of 1,000. He'll likely get that on Friday, and they can celebrate over in Ypsilanti. And we're next in action on Friday night as well for high school basketball. Friday, the Western Panthers head over to Northwest High School to take on the Mounties. We'll get that one going about 7:30 for the tip on a Friday night in the Interstate 8 Conference. I do want to remind everybody, though, Wednesday afternoon, about 5 o'clock, join us for Jackson College Jets basketball. More live hoops, but this time we'll go with some community college stuff. And Brian, you've agreed to come do that game with me. Have you seen the Jets play yet?
I have not seen the Jets yet this year, but I always make an attempt to go see them 2 or 3 times a year. So I'm looking forward to the broadcast, and hey, this will be my first of the year. I can't wait.
All right, so we will wrap it up here from Spring Arbor University. Thanks to Mike Reed for putting the effort in back in the studio. For Brian Haynes, I'm Steve Boyle, and we'll talk to you Wednesday night for college and Friday night for high school basketball. Check out WKHM.com for more information.